The Israeli military has formally identified two bodies returned by Hamas last night as an Israeli woman killed at the Nova Music Festival and an Israeli soldier, a father of 13. Israel has threatened to derail the truce if Hamas doesn't return all the deceased captives. Hamas says it needs time and specialised equipment to find all the bodies and says it has returned all the bodies of hostages it was able to reach so far. US President Donald Trump has said Israeli forces could resume fighting in Gaza if Hamas does not uphold the agreement. And as you heard from our deputy foreign editor Edmund Heafy in Tel Aviv earlier, two senior US advisors have told reporters that planning is underway to deploy the International Stabilization Force of troops envisaged under Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. At the funeral of hostage Daniel Shimon Peres yesterday, his sister Adina recalled what she called the unbearable moment she heard he had died.
Daniel, the day has come when I finally stand before you. And this is the closest I've been to you in the past 2 years. Today takes me back to March 17th, 2024. To that same unbearable moment when I first learned that you were gone. And now, after 18 months, we've reached the day I prayed for and dreaded at the same time. Monday night, when we were told your body was identified, I felt an incredible relief because it meant you were finally home. Home where you belong and where you can finally rest in the Holy Land.
Ragad Salem is a journalist living west of Gaza City. She told the BBC last night that many residents are sceptical the ceasefire will hold and have started to stockpile food in the event of a blockade on humanitarian aid.
This was a situation, so people were afraid of the lack of food again. So maybe they were trying to store food again because, you know, they have lived the situation of famine and starvation. Gaza City is still partially closed because people aren't returning back to the city. They are gradually returning back. So the food is still limited, high prices, and not all food is available. Some canned food, you're talking about some flour, something that people can barely live on.
That's Ragad Salem speaking to the BBC. Let's speak now to Porrick O'Brien, Foreign Affairs Correspondent with Channel 4 News. Where are you this morning, Porrick?
We're just outside Jerusalem, Gavin, on our way to Ramallah in the West Bank.
News then of more hostages, the bodies of more hostages being released by Hamas, who say that they're having difficulty finding or retrieving the rest of them. Is that being accepted by Israel?
The jury's out. I mean, the rhetoric from Israel is that they're not going to accept that is a potential breach of this agreement. I think behind the scenes, though, people are being perhaps a little bit more stoical about it. A couple of reasons for that. First of all, the US are downplaying this. They're saying that this doesn't terminally jeopardize the peace deal. Also, there is form here. So during a previous exchange last year, the same thing happened. Hamas handed over a body that they said was a hostage, which turned out to be a Palestinian from Gaza. There was a big row over that, as you would expect. Eventually, Hamas handed over the correct body. But that did threaten to, and eventually did, among other things, derail the last deal. So, you know, we're on very thin ice, shall we say, a complete lack of distrust, obviously, between the two parties. And just to remind viewers, you know, what's sort of at stake here? I mean, this peace deal, like the week before last, we were in the throes of this war in Gaza. So much has happened. The guns haven't fully gone silent in Gaza, but Gaza's in a much, much better place. But the work that's been done, for example, by scientists in the forensic center in Tel Aviv, trying to, you know, sample DNA and identify these bodies, you know, I can't imagine another time where the work of scientists in laboratory has been so important to the future and fate of thousands of people.
Yes, I mean, you're talking about caution and patience, and Edmund Heafy was telling us that US advisors were also urging patience on the return of the remains of deceased hostages. But then Donald Trump, in a CNN interview yesterday, saying he'll consider approving Israel to resume military action if Hamas refuses to uphold its end of the ceasefire deal. That's quite a turnaround from Monday.
It certainly is, but that is the nature of the space we're in now diplomatically, you know? I mean, hugely fraught times. But I think the challenge is to try and like separate the rhetoric, which is a kind of a leverage position to what's actually happening on the ground. And within the text of the actual agreement, there has always been an acknowledgement that the recovery and identification of bodies would be a very, very complex process. Now, I have to say, myself, having covered this for the last few weeks here on the ground, I was surprised at how few hostages' bodies have been returned at this point. I think there was definitely an expectation that there would be larger numbers of the deceased returned by now. Hamas, as you say, are saying that they're really struggling to locate and identify bodies. They're saying they need specialist help. It'll be very interesting, I think, to see what exact shape that specialist external help takes.
We heard from Ragad Salem in Gaza. On the ground in Gaza, what is going on? Who's in charge?
Hamas are trying to reassert themselves. What's happening on the ground is you've got about four or five armed clans, family gangs, competing and vying for power within Gaza. Some of those clans have been supported by Israel. They've initially, when the ceasefire was declared, they tried to assert themselves on the streets. Hamas pushed back. There were public executions. So Hamas are in this space where they're trying to reassert security and power in the Gaza Strip. And this all ties in, of course, to the whole disarmament question, because what was agreed initially was that Hamas would disarm large weapons, so anti-aircraft guns, etc., but would retain small arms in order to keep security in place in Gaza. So it's a very, very chaotic,
Straight to you, sir.
lawless situation there at the moment.
Pádraig, when do you expect to get into Gaza?
Oh, Gavin. I don't know. We've been trying, as you know, international journalists are not allowed into Gaza except with embeds with the IDF. Ourselves and other international teams are trying everything to try and get in there. And the reason we're trying to do that is because, you know, we want to support our colleagues, basically, who have been doing Gazans, who have been in there for 2 years, not only recording and filming and doing amazing journalism, shining a light, but at the same time trying to find food for their own families. So that's our main motivation, is to support those people and help them out. But we want to see what's happening for ourselves. We want to show the world what's happening for ourselves, and now more than ever.
Pádraig, thanks for speaking to us. That's Pádraig O'Brien, Foreign Affairs Correspondent for Channel 4 News.